All right.
What if?
What if?
Right.
Last episode, what if, you know, my dad talked about that, him going to Vietnam.
Right, right.
What if he went to Vietnam?
Okay.
I was thinking about that.
What if? Okay, rather than,
a lot of athletes were going to war. They weren't getting a break. Right.
So what if he
went? That guy who gave him the 1F wasn't a football fan?
Wow. What if he was a fan of the Vietnam War? What if he wanted him to go to the...
Exactly.
Wow. So if he goes to the Vietnam War, that's a huge what if.
It's a huge what if. My whole life would be altered, I would think.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So if you put it like that, so let me what if my dad. So what if he goes to... Because remember...
What if he stays in Arizona?
Wow. What if he stays in Arizona? I was already here in the world. So
what if that Indian girl and he decided to stay? I mean, not, it's true.
But
I mean,
the one guys, that he said was shaped like a
the jelly.
Jelly.
Don't stop. I told you my sides hurt already.
Okay. So if he goes with the Indian girl, then I got an Indian mama. Stepmama?
Oh, what if he just leaves you?
Oh, damn.
And that's why he didn't come back.
Damn, Lance.
I mean, I'm not saying what if. Just what if.
That's a huge what if, man.
A lot of men do that. I mean, it's not like, you know, obviously your dad is better than that.
He'd have just left.
But what if he was one of those dads, like my dad's dad, who left.
Just left. Wow.
My dad's dad left. So, I mean,
you know what's crazy? My dad's dad left. Wow.
Mm-hmm. What if?
What if?
Yeah.
Give me the theme music. Episode number 9. Welcome to On and Off the Field Sports Podcasting with a Purpose. I got my On the Field coach.
Rest assured, this is your boy, Coach Boston, a.k.a. Steeler Nation, a.k.a. Fan since 76.
Wow. It's your boy, Mr. You Better Live, a.k.a. Coach Reback, a.k.a. Mr. Football Know-It-All. Listen, we're in the building, episode number 9. What up, Coach?
What up, what up? What it do? What if, episode 9?
What if, man? You kind of hit me hard with that, though. You said my daddy going to leave me.
No.
Yeah, bro.
Your dad came back after one year. Because he's a strong man. That's why he went back.
I got you. But you sure hit me hard, though. What if your dad had left you?
Hey, what if your dad, I wouldn't have had my same dad, you think? Well, he would have either came back, he wouldn't have came back, or would have came back altered, like most Vietnam vets.
So let me ask this before we go into the script, so I can get this right. When McKinley Boston had the choice to go to football or the Vietnam War, how old were you? Or were you even
I was not born yet.
Okay, so that makes
sense.
This
was 68.
You probably, wow, that's the year I was born.
And I wasn't born. I was born in 70.
2 years after that.
Right.
Yikes. That was a good what if moment. I like that. Yeah. Let me get shut up. I'm gonna shout out. I like that.
Hey.
That's a touchdown on the what if moment.
What if?
See, that's the first time, y'all. Keep your ears.
You know, I got the what if from Marvel. That was my favorite comic book.
So explain that real quick.
So Marvel would do these special issues called What If. Like, what if the Hulk fought the Thing?
Oh, yeah. I love them.
Yeah. What if?
Oh, but we need to do a whole Marvel What If then.
Yeah.
Because I'm a huge Marvel fan.
We'll
my favorite.
We need to. All right. That's a new segment. We're going to have it next week.
Right. Shout out to the What If.
Yep.
He's a genius. He's the Jarvis of podcasting. He's the Ray Lewis of the locker room
Let's
and
go.
Pre-game show and podcasting. On and off the field. That's Coach Boston. So listen. Class clown intro, man. I love how we do this, right? First of all, I want to preface by saying this. He takes a lot of digs at the Cowboys. And so off the air, I asked him, I said, listen, Coach. I said, what's up with all the digs at the Cowboys? So to his brother, which I found out he got a brother named Rick. Been the ninth episode with this Negro, and I'm just finding out that he had a brother. He's got a brother named Rick. Yeah, shout out. Older or younger?
He's a So not biologically, but
we've he's been, still your brother.
He's my brother. We've been.
Is he older than you? Or
He's six, maybe 6 months older.
You see him a lot? Talk to him a lot?
Oh yeah.
All the time?
Oh yeah.
So he's got a brother named Rick, and he's got another brother named Rick.
That's right.
So you got two brothers named Rick. All right. So
that way I don't get y'all messed up.
And so here's my bow out, y'all. I'm not a Dallas Cowboy fan either. I was glad when Tony Dorsett broke his toe moving the dresser. I remember that way back then. Remember he broke his toe?
Yeah.
I was so happy. I had to just say that. All right. So here we go. How does a Dallas Cowboy fan change a light bulb? All right, here we go. They don't. They just talk about how good the old one was, which is what Dallas Cowboy fans do.
That's all they do, talk about the good old days.
Yeah.
And Emmitt Smith.
And that this year is the year.
Yeah, right. Every year they say the same thing.
Cap, I like that one.
Did you hear about the joke that Dak told his receivers?
No.
They didn't either. It went over their heads.
Wow. It's like all the balls he throws. I like that. What do the Dallas Cowboys and Chick-fil-A manager have in common? Neither one shows up for work on Sunday. That's good. That's good. That's real good. I like that.
What do you say to a Dallas Cowboy in a suit? Will the defendant please rise?
At least all Dallas Cowboy did. What do the Dallas Cowboys and Billy... Oh, like, oh, man. What do the Dallas Cowboys and Billy Graham have in common? They both can make 70,000 people stand up and yell, Jesus Christ.
I thought you would like that one.
That was good, bro.
How do you keep a Dallas Cowboy out of your front yard?
How?
Put up goalposts.
They're never coming out.
They're never coming to your yard.
Right, right.
Yeah.
All right, look. You had the new segment about edible.
So, new segment, edible eats.
All right.
This was on our last two episodes with Father's Day.
Okay.
So where do you think you can find these dinners here in the area?
All right.
It's number 7, which is your dad's episode. Okay. Red beans and rice with neck bone.
Okay. Where do I think I can find those here?
Yeah.
At a local? Red beans and rice, neck bones.
Red beans and rice with maybe some sausage, Connecticut sausage.
Let me see. Do they have red beans and rice at the Holiday Inn? Do they have red beans and rice at the Riverview?
I don't think so. No.
Okay, I'm going to guess then, and you might not know this place, A Taste of Heaven Cafe. They got good red beans and rice.
Where's that at?
Off of Moffitt and Howes Ferry.
Moffitt and Howes Ferry.
Yes.
Say it again.
A Taste of Heaven.
A Taste of Heaven.
Yeah, and I'm shouting them out. And they got good food. They got good red beans and rice.
Red beans and rice.
Sausage in it.
So I guess we can probably get my dad's meal. Fried chicken, rice and gravy, green beans, and a dinner roll.
Right.
Probably get the same thing there, too.
Can I tell you another spot that's good?
Please.
Michigan Cafe. Michigan Avenue Cafe, which is on Martin Luther King Avenue.
Where's that at?
Right next to, down. You know where the fire station is?
Yes.
It's right there, Michigan Avenue Cafe.
Oh.
Right across from Exxon. Shout out to Michigan Avenue Cafe. You can get fried chicken, rice and gravy, green beans, and dinner rolls. You can get your dad's meal there.
Really?
Matter of fact, you can get both. I digress. We can get both.
So they need to make that. We need to go there.
Michigan Avenue Cafe. We should go over there.
They need to make that the Mac Boston and the Hesley.
They should. Those meals.
The specials.
Right.
That should be the specials.
Shout out to them. Michigan Avenue Cafe. Good food.
Okay.
If you go over there for lunch, you really got to be careful because you eat just the food that you go to sleep behind. You don't want to work after that.
I got you.
So shout out to them. They got good food.
You get the itis in there.
Yes, absolutely. That's what you got down here? Recipe or favorite food or snack to eat?
You got any recipes or anything you like to eat? Want to share?
I have personal recipes. I have that we've done before. I have done cabbage.
Mm-hmm.
Split the cabbage, mm-hmm. Take the core out,
mm-hmm.
Kind of bore it out a little bit,
mm-hmm.
Take sausage, whatever kind you want, Italian sausage, whatever kind you want,
mm-hmm.
Cut them up, drop them in there, salt and pepper, you can put whatever you want to put in there.
Yeah.
Put it back together.
Right.
Roll it in foil, like a ball.
Right.
Place the whole side down, pause, put it on the grill, smoke it for an hour, hour and a half.
Okay.
Cabbage and smoked cabbage and sausage and whatever else you want to put in there.
Ah.
It busts open. Good.
Nice.
That's something I do, yes.
That sounds good.
Yes.
I take the cabbage, I'll, you know, dice it up real good, mm-hmm. add onion,
right,
bell pepper, you know, seasoning with olive oil, mm-hmm. And then at the end, about after it's cooked down for about 45 minutes, mm-hmm. add some big Gulf shrimp in there.
Okay. Your meal was more, a little bit more intricate than mine.
Yeah, I like that. I got other stuff.
Do you do stir fry?
Yes.
You got a stir fry
all the
dish?
Time. I did. Basics. I'll tell you what I did last night. Broccoli, mushrooms, sweet potato, uh-huh. scallops, uh-huh. Bell pepper, and onion.
I love any. That sounds good, but I don't do mushrooms.
Olive oil.
I don't do mushrooms. I love any basic stir fry. Chicken stir fry, shrimp. I love
in my
that.
post divorce life, I'm doing mushrooms and scallops.
Why?
I didn't have them during my marriage, so I'm having them now.
Why?
Because I didn't have them during my marriage, so I'm having them now.
Is there a reason you didn't?
No, my spouse didn't eat them.
Okay,
so I just didn't cook them. Yeah.
Okay, wow, so, interesting. You make how you make that stuff interesting, dude? All right, so new segment. I like that. I like to invite. The On and Off Book Club. Walter Field
so
Book
we got
Club
our own
suggests
book club
reading
now.
This classic.
Yeah,
book club. Listen, Walter Mosley's "The Devil in a Blue Dress."
So that was, you know, that was my dad's favorite.
So Denzel played the character.
Right. Which I thought was interesting because I've read that book, actually. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And Walter Mosley's character, his name is Easy Rawlins. He's like, I thought in the book, he's just made out to be this big, tough thug guy.
Right.
But Denzel is not the perception of that character.
Having read the book and then saw the movie, right? Because
the book is way better
all the time. The movie is judged harshly too after you've read the book.
Yes,
I just thought
they should have got a different actor.
So Denzel didn't do justice.
I like a black Arnold Schwarzenegger was Easy Rollins.
He didn't bring what was in the book to life. He didn't bring what was in the book to the screen.
Easy was an intense guy. I didn't like him.
Who would you have gotten to play his part if you could come up with somebody? Off top.
What's that guy? He was in he does it with his chest.
Terry Crews?
Yeah. Terry Crews. Somebody
really?
Like that. Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm. Are you familiar with Easy Rollins? My wife reads a lot. She's in the audience.
Yeah.
She's in the audience. Listen, I'm tell y'all something. We're gonna start having audiences, right? Live audiences on our podcast too. Like they just listen in. That's just how popular we are, because this is how we rock. So look, before we move on from this,
yeah.
Case in point, I'm a huge Hobbit fan. Like I watched Lord of the Rings,
okay.
The Hobbit,
Dungeons and Dragons. No.
Yeah, but Hobbit. But I do Dungeons and Dragons.
I stopped at Dungeons and Dragons.
Right. But okay. I read the book, right? Mm. I read all three books.
Okay.
I was enamored, bro. So when the movie came, they actually did a good job bringing what was in the book to the big screen.
Right.
For the most part.
For the most part.
But just judge on a harsher scale when you read the book first.
Right, exactly.
And that's I'm not a big reader. I'm not a big reader, but she's a huge reader.
I love to read.
Can that be bad?
No.
Can you overread?
I don't overread. That much I know.
I like to read. Right.
I like to read. And right. and when you get to a good book and you get to that point, you're like, ooh, I'm ready.
Do you think people can be hooked on fantasy books?
Sure.
Okay.
Everybody's got their certain genre
gotcha.
Of books too.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah. Mary's Nerd Nugget Fun Fact. So during the last interview, we talked about quite a few names.
Uh-huh.
And I just wanted to, I did a little research on some of those names because I really didn't know who he was talking about at first. The toughest hit, remember the guy who punched him?
Right.
Bob Brown, he played at Nebraska.
Okay.
Was a college football Hall of Famer.
Right.
NFL Hall of Famer. Played for the Eagles, Rams, wow. Raiders, and the 1960s all-decade team at all tackle.
Wow.
Huh? We talked about Carol Blajowski.
I remember that name.
The question was, how does she compare to Caitlin Clark?
Right.
She, backstory, she was the first female I ever saw play basketball.
You?
Me, personally. 1975.
Where was that at?
Montclair State College.
Wow.
1975.
Where's Montclair? This is a stupid question. Where's Montclair State College?
Montclair, New Jersey.
Okay, I don't know nothing about
it. Actually, it's in Upper Montclair, New Jersey.
Okay, like Cherry Hill?
No, Cherry Hill's right at the bottom.
Oh, wow.
At the bottom of the state. Yeah, okay. Near Philly.
Gotcha.
This is up near New York.
Okay, yeah. Gotcha.
So she plays, she's a Naismith Hall of Fame, was the former president and GM of the New York Liberty.
Mm-hmm.
She was a member.
Wow, that's interesting.
Trish was played at the WBL league.
Vaguely.
Remember she said she played for the Minnesota team, Minnesota Phillies?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, Carol was the scoring leader in 1981. In
okay.
The same league.
Okay.
Three-time All-American. She was a member of that USA team, but in 1980, we had to boycott.
Boycott, right.
So she didn't get to play in the Olympic team.
Mm-hmm.
But she led the team USA in scoring in 77.
Okay.
And if you check out the video game NBA Jam.
She's on there.
She's on there as a cheat code.
Wow.
She was something special to watch, man.
Okay, then.
The guy, Jimmy Ray, who my dad said was the toughest player he ever played against.
Right.
Was the first black quarterback to win a national title in 1966 at Michigan State.
Mm-hmm.
Was an NFL coach in GM 36 years.
Wow. Yep.
Bobby Bell, this is interesting. I didn't know this. He finished third in the Heisman voting as a defensive lineman.
Okay.
Third as a defensive lineman.
Wow.
National.
He was hitting.
National champion at Minnesota. So the Minnesota's last national championship, 1960, he was the national champion.
Okay.
1969, player of the year, defensive player of the year. And 1970, won a Super Bowl
champion with the Chiefs.
Some big names.
Man, shout out to them.
big names.
So they kind of unsung heroes in a sense.
I think.
Yeah, underrated too.
I mean, if you were just listening off, if you weren't a football fan, the average
it's
fan
impressive
listening,
numbers.
You don't know who those
stats
people were.
Stats are good.
Right.
That's impressive.
Yeah. Right.
That's some good accolades. Wow. New segment, pet peeves.
Pet peeves.
Ah, here we go, pet
what
peeves.
Pisses you
oh,
off.
Boy. Here's my, okay. Seeing people still wear face masks while driving and they are the only one in the car. Man, let's take that one. That don't make sense.
That pisses me off.
It don't make sense.
And I don't know why it pisses me off, but just seeing them in there with the face mask all up and not a soul else in the car.
And the windows up.
And the windows are up.
And you know, on the face mask, let me tell you on a personal level, when you put them face masks on, if you don't watch it, you kind of get dizzy because you can't hardly breathe.
Right.
Now, you driving down Airport Boulevard now in a vehicle.
With a face mask.
With a face mask on. You liable to get dizzy. Get faint, you know what I mean? And ain't no telling what happened. Now you got issues.
COVID gonna be the last thing you got to worry
facts.
About.
Facts. Yeah, you getting dizzy, fainting. Yeah, so that is a pet peeve. All right, blasting offensive garbage music in public, in public places, or when you are deep in thought at the light. So I, you know what I don't like? I don't like the tag rattling, like a boom, boom.
Yeah.
I don't like the tag rattling.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
I don't like that either.
Mm-mm.
My FedEx guy now, which is a shame. My FedEx delivery guy blasts gangster rap music
in the FedEx truck.
Yeah. I can hear him in my.
He for the streets.
Yeah. I can hear him.
Wow. He all the way for the streets.
I can hear him.
The FedEx is gangster now.
Yeah, he gangster now.
Ooh.
But when you at the light. You know, sometimes you just sit at the light. You know, you got your own peace. You know what I'm saying? You just sitting there. You know what I'm saying? And as then somebody come up and say, "This is my fuck you, hoe."
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the FedEx man.
Yeah. No, that ain't the FedEx man. That's somebody.
Oh, wow.
Anybody.
Wow. Everybody trying to be.
I just hate that.
Yeah, me. that's ignorance.
Yeah,
I think.
Like I understand sometimes you like a lot, like a song and you want to blast it. I get that sometimes, but if it's vulgar,
they want attention. That's why you do stuff. When you make noise, it's because you want somebody to look at you.
Right.
So ultimately, they want attention. So that's why they do that. So if you tell yourself
and
that, it
opposite.
Might not piss you off as much. You know what I mean, Coach?
Yeah.
Because I it does me too. It get to me too. This is gonna be interesting.
New segment. Another new segment. embarrassing moments.
You go first.
No,
my.
You ain't finna get me.
I did it last time. Remember? When I voluntarily told you when I did, Captain, when I skipped school.
Captain O. I'm gonna keep it tame.
All right, go ahead. You go first, man.
I was coming across the parking lot, and there were about three young ladies, fairly attractive, I guess. And I wasn't trying to stunt or anything,
right?
But I was just trying to walk with confidence past them,
right?
And I tripped and fell up the steps.
Oh my goodness.
I can hear him laughing and stuff. I was like, damn.
Style points gone.
Gone.
Cool points gone. Oh, man. Let me see. What my most... I think I gave mine away when I told you about my high school...
That ain't embarrassing. Were you thinking I was embarrassed?
Well, nah.
Were you embarrassed?
Nah. I got in trouble. So, okay, embarrassing, let me say this, because I got to give it. You just gave me one. Pause. All right, so one of my most embarrassing moments, I was at the light one time, and like you, not trying to stunt, and I dug a booger out of my nose. And the lady next to me saw it. And I knew she saw it.
Were you digging for gold? Like,
no, it was just a random one. You know, she just cut the whole act. You know, I didn't go deep. It was a surface one.
Okay, one deep.
Right.
Okay.
But she saw the action.
Okay.
Yeah, that was embarrassing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, that was embarrassing. All right.
Do you have a booger wall? On another note, I had this conversation
a booger wall,
like a place where you put boogers.
Wait,
like,
man.
In your car, wait, bottom dude. Of your car, or something like that.
No,
or,
man, I don't have no booger wall. That's crazy. All right, listen. All right, main sports. Let's talk sports right quick. NBA champions, shout out, man, to the Boston Celtics.
I did pick them.
I picked them out the gate. Well, no,
I didn't
want
to. I think being a non-Celtics fan.
I think the initial question was, we asked, because you said, who did you want to win or who did you think was going to win? That's what you said.
Right.
You said,
I thought Boston
wanted,
was going to win, but I wanted Dallas to win.
Right. Yeah. So, same thing. You picked. Yeah. But you was honest. I think, honestly, I'm going to be honest. I had picked Dallas. I thought because of the combination of Luka and Kyrie, you know,
so
I thought they
were
would.
Working
but
with
I did not, Porzingis. I did not.
You didn't count Porzingis.
Factor in Porzingis.
You didn't factor
which
in Porzingis.
Which he only gave him two good games.
But here's the factor,
and
though.
It counted, though.
Here's the factor. In order for Dallas to have won, Kyrie and Luka had to have been equally as effective in all the games.
Yeah.
And the first two games, Kyrie was not.
At all. Drew Holiday
clamped
canceled
him
out.
Right. So, and then that, then it was a third game that Kyrie was so-so.
Right.
So you had three, basically two and a half games where Kyrie was not Kyrie.
And once he started balling, it was too late.
Luka in one game
right.
also.
Right.
They can't win that way.
Once Kyrie started balling, it was too late.
Yeah,
because he started balling out.
They're not deep enough to win without those two stars balling out.
So for Boston, you know what? Shout out to Tatum, my man.
Give it to him.
I'm glad for Tatum.
I am too.
I want to bring up a moment right quick.
Yeah.
Since you brought that up, I saw just an inside note, little story, right quick backstory. Jason Tatum in the post game interview, he had his son with him. And they was like, "Why are you so grateful for this championship?" He was like, "Well, I want to tell y'all something." He said, "My son has been being bullied by his friends because they tell his friends, oh, your dad can never win a championship. Oh, your dad always get that, but he's a loser. Your dad is a loser." So he said that's why they took the photo, which probably gonna make the front page of a lot of stuff, even Sports Illustrated, of him holding Deuce up, his son Deuce, Jason Tatum.
Deuce. I didn't know that.
Yeah, because he had been being bullied by his friends at school. Yeah. So even on that level, bullying is taking place.
Wow.
But redemption took place for, that's just an inside story for Jason Tatum and his son.
This is interesting, you know, if you're a child of a famous, current famous athlete, the things that you would have to deal with.
Right.
Jealousy, envy.
Envy. And that's what it's based on.
Yeah, yeah.
So for him, for Lil Deuce to be being bullied like that.
Right.
And think about something. The school he goes to has to be prestigious. So the kids' parents got to be reputable.
You remember that cartoon, it showed the little kid acting a fool towards another little kid, but then it showed the parent's tongue
in through the
kid's head.
Good point. Yeah. But shout out to the NBA champion, Boston Celtics, man.
One more new segment.
All right.
WNBA news, hottie of, and the hottie of the week.
Now, we were talking about her.
Yes.
Now, did she mess her knee up? Who messed the knee up?
So Cameron Brink tore ACL.
Okay.
Cameron Brink tore ACL. Okay. She's done for the season.
Okay, she's a hottie.
She was the number two pick. No, well, the hottie is Kyrie Gondrzik.
Say that again. Gondrzik.
Kyrie Gondrzik. She's the hottie of the week.
You got to try to say her name sexy. Gondrzik. How you say that sexy? You can't. If she's a hottie, you got to say
Gondrzik.
So how, like, if you were in the bed.
Gondrzik.
You missed out. That's not sexy. Glad you had to say her name sexy. I bet she says it sexy.
Yeah, I bet you.
Kyrie,
how do you pronounce your name? Tell me. Call us a show and tell us how you pronounce your name.
Yeah, holler at us.
Holler at
All right, Cameron Brink, she tore her knee.
The FIFA won last night. Four in a row.
Is it four?
Four
five?
In a row. Last night was four in a row.
Okay, all right.
Four in a row.
Wow.
Angel Reese, seven straight double-doubles.
She balling, bro.
She balling out.
She made her own lane. She got her own lane.
Hey, man.
So somebody, and I know you ain't gonna like this. Oh, my goodness. So there was a team, one of the WNBA teams. I cannot think which one. Pardon me for it, but you may think of it. They're the first team to sell out all of their games.
The Fever?
No, it was somebody else. They mentioned. And I'm going to make a point. It was another team because somebody came in the comments and one of the players or the coaches said, see, there's not one of these players on here. His name is Caitlin Clark. And they sold out all their, you know, the seat.
Oh, team. That'd be interesting. Which team is that?
I can't remember, but it was a team. And they made the comment. They was like, see, none of their names is Caitlin Clark.
The attendance is all
the way
up.
Oh, I thought she was the only one that could sell out it, you know. I know that's your girl.
Get over it. It's all new. Everybody will get over it. Everybody will get over it. You know,
she's still the topic of it.
I think so. Hey, I ain't got look,
whether you like her or not.
I watched her game last night with a unbiased eye.
Right.
She can play.
Right.
I mean,
she can ball.
She can play. She can pass. I love the way she passes.
Right.
Love the way she passes.
I like her bounce passes.
Her passes, like, when she could have had three more assists last night if her teammates would have caught the ball and laid it up.
Listen, y'all, Coach is pro Caitlin Clark. I
like
want y'all to know that.
I like her game.
Yes, I'm just telling y'all. You feel me?
People can hate her on all she want.
She's a topic of discussion.
I like her game.
Yeah, she's riding the wave, like
I like
said.
Her game.
Other sports. Shout out to the Birmingham Barons on their UFL champions.
UFL champions.
Yeah, Birmingham Barons.
Wow.
Now, I tell you what. Let me say this, because I've been following them. We follow them. They struggled the last three or four games.
They did.
When they took their first loss, I think it was to Bill Phillips. Von Phillips' son, Wade Phillips. They took their first loss to him.
The Houston team. Right.
First loss. I saw them take their first L.
Right.
But that was to a Hall of Fame, to me, Hall of Fame coach. Shout out to Wade. I like Wade Phillips.
Oh, a great coach.
I thought he was good in the NFL.
I loved him in the NFL, too. He
right,
good.
Right.
I
so thought it was good addition for the UFL.
His dad was legendary as well.
Man, Von Phillips is crazy.
Von Phillips is a good coach, though.
He was, but he the only coach I know would knock the hell out of you.
But that was old school, though.
He was old school.
Von Phillips was old school.
Yeah. He's tough. Yeah. So shout out to the UFL champion, Birmingham Barons. What you think? You think that league going to grow?
I think it's going to go. Because the viewership was up, so sponsors are going to want to get into so next year. So that TV is going to keep it. And, you know,
we're competitive, too.
Yeah, good players.
I like it, dude.
It was good football.
It's a good for the offseason.
Absolutely.
It's a real good.
I enjoyed it.
It keeps you afloat.
I enjoyed it. Willie Mays.
Man, shout out to Willie Mays, man. A legend. Shout out to Willie Mays.
Major League Baseball should take his iconic catch and make it the logo.
I agree.
For Major League Baseball.
I agree.
That should be the logo. He was good. One of the best ever.
One of the best.
Alabama. Born and bred.
Born and bred in Alabama.
And Bama.
Wow. Yeah. Shout out, bro. You know we got to shout out Willie Mays.
You know else they put the Negro League records in the Major League Baseball now.
Okay.
So now all the Negro League records, are they count.
Let me ask you this. Yeah. In that same vein, you said, what if he became the Major League Baseball logo? Right. Let me ask you this. On the NBA logo.
Right.
If you had to replace the NBA logo.
Jordan.
Who would you put?
Jordan.
You didn't even let me get it out.
Woo! I mean, forget the basketball standpoint. What's the NBA about?
You're right.
Making that paper.
Right.
What logo would make as much paper bring to the table as Jordan's logo? No one else's. What other basketball player has a logo?
Right. I'm trying to think now. So cycling through my head. Who has a logo?
No one.
Did Kobe have one?
No one. It was at the Black Mamba, but that's...
No, but it wasn't a logo, is what I'm saying.
He had the Mamba logo.
But was it a Mamba logo?
Yeah.
Snake? It was. It was a Black Mamba.
Yeah, he had the Mamba logo.
Yeah, that wouldn't be a logo for the NBA. That's not appropriate.
Exactly.
LeBron got a logo? Yes, he has the L. But that's not appropriate.
But that's personal.
Jordan's is the only one got a logo that could take West. Take the way of Jerry West logo. Because that's who's on there now,
right? If you're the NBA commissioner and your job is to make money, you got a chance to...
He talked about that for the NBA. Yeah, he talked about that.
You do it.
Because they were saying possibly switching it.
You do it.
You think they should?
Why not?
That'd be lit.
Lit.
Wow.
Everybody else is wearing the Jordan logo. Why not?
That would be fire. I'm glad you brought that up, bro. That's the good one right there. All right, well, we got a new segment time. Again, y'all, new segment. Like every time we get new, I love new segments. All right. A martini straight up.
Basically what? Discussing LODA and Mobile Bay Gulf Coast lifestyle.
Okay, LODA.
Lower Dolphin Street, downtown.
Skyview. I never knew that's what LODA meant.
So that you said your time to pump up the Skyview. LODA stands for Lower Dolphin. Yeah. Oh, you didn't know that?
I did not know that.
Oh, man. You're a local, too.
L-O-D-A, Lower Dolphin.
Lower Dolphin.
Wow. So LODA Beer Garden...
Lower Dolphin.
Dude.
Damn.
I never knew that, bro.
No. You get the want one.
Shout out to LODA Beer Garden.
Shout out to LODA Beer Garden.
But I get the want one for that one. But I didn't know that.
Yeah, LODA stands for Lower Dolphin.
Wow. I was today years old when I learned that, y'all.
And a Mobile Bay lifestyle. So, I mean, just talk about anything.
What's going on with
the Skyview, anything.
Right. Skyview Lounge. Can we shout out to the Skyview Lounge, too? You know what?
Yeah.
Shout out to Skyview Lounge and Holiday Inn, DJ Low on the ones and twos every Friday night. Look, they got lemon pepper wings up there. We ate the lemon pepper wings. The other ones too was the sweet and spicy, sweet and sour, or sweet and...
I didn't eat them.
Yeah, but they were good.
They were good, though.
Yeah.
I saw bones in all the trays, so I know they were good.
Jalapeno poppers, man, just pull up on a Friday night, you know, Thursday night. And then they got game night on Wednesday nights, y'all. They got game night on Wednesday night, which you need that chess. You with the
come
chess,
there,
bro.
Come there, checkmate somebody.
You need to come up there on chess. Listen, y'all, coach with the chess too, on and off the field. I told y'all.
That's got to be. We got to put that segment in there.
Chess.
I got to talk about all the times I beat John in chess.
Uh-oh.
That's what I need to put on there.
No, it's a lot of Johns. You want to say his last name?
John Taylor.
They call him Tank. Tank Johnson. Shout out to John Taylor.
He used to teach me in chess.
No.
But now the student
has become the master.
Right. That's how it is.
He talking heavy, boy.
I wonder who won the last two games. Me?
Did you? Listen, let me ask you this. What if you had a free coupon to eat and drink anywhere in Mobile for a dinner? Where you going to go?
If it's free, I'm going to Ruth's Chris.
Ruth's Chris. Okay. Me, if it's free, I'm going.
Although I'm not eating meat though, so I gotta change that. Hold on.
But that to the
okay,
side,
right,
though,
because right,
it's
fun. Right,
it's a universal question.
All right. Ruth's Chris.
If it's me and it's free, I'm gonna go to. Man, I'm so picky. You know what? I'm going to my spot down here, right here at the corner of Schillinger and Airport. Not the red, but the other one. We go to Briquettes.
Briquettes?
Yes.
You like Briquettes?
I love Briquettes.
They got a great black and blue salad.
Or can I have an honorable mention?
Absolutely.
Jason's Deli.
Nice.
Not Jason's Deli. The beer, what's the name of it? That's it. What's the place next to Jason's Deli? We go there too, it's a restaurant. I'm just BJ's on the service road on Airport Boulevard, bro.
I had their jambalaya pasta.
Yeah, BJ's?
The last time I was there, the jambalaya pasta, I think it was. Spicy.
So you doing seafood?
Yeah, I don't eat seafood now. I only eat seafood, vegetables, fruits, nuts.
Okay,
I just don't eat meat.
Pause on the nuts. I know you mean healthy nuts.
Yeah. Almonds.
Almonds. Gotcha. Yeah.
Pumpkin seeds.
Look, I got another new segment.
Go ahead.
Quote of the day. Nothing is permanent in life except for change. Stephen Marley said that, right?
From the song
Now I Know.
Now I Know. Have you ever heard that?
No, I haven't.
Dude, I'm going to put that on your list.
Is he, what type of artist? R&B, what?
You know, that's Bob Marley's son.
Bob Marley's son, okay.
He's playing the guitar.
Never knew that.
Look, that guitar that you got right there.
Right.
Is Stephen Marley. Man. That's why I picked it, because you wanted to play that.
Wow.
Yeah, you need to check it out.
Listen, y'all.
This is a overcoming lyric that says, I thought was interesting, though, mm-hmm. that you could apply as a quote.
Right.
Because nothing is permanent. If you think about it, nothing is permanent in life
except change. That's heavy.
It is.
That's a very heavy statement.
People that do well in life adapt to change very well.
Say that again.
People who do well in life adapt to change very well.
That's fire too.
Because you got to think about it. You go through change and it's going to happen. Those who resist it will get left behind.
Wow.
Yeah.
Run that back one more time,
Coach. Let me give you an example.
Run what you just said back one more time, please.
Well, change is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you resist change, you get left behind because compared to other people that adapt to new change, you have to find creative ways to adapt to the new, if you will.
You can't be lazy and be successful.
No.
Mentally or physically.
No. You got to be able to create activity and generate activity to make something happen.
Laziness is the main ingredient to failure.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. That's good right there.
90-day challenge update. I'm 3 weeks into no meat.
Wow.
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm all right, actually. I haven't really craved it at all yet. But I say that to say, for anyone else who is still listening,
right,
and they need to do something, you're still on the fence about, I want to start something, I want to try this, I want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
1 day challenge, just start. Start now. Just start.
Mm-hmm.
Today, do something that you've been putting off.
Right.
Get it done today.
That's good.
Do something today.
That's a good challenge.
Yeah.
Got to ask you this real quick.
Yeah.
Andre 3000, shout out to him. He had went vegan for like years.
Okay.
12 years.
Yep.
And so afterwards, they asked him what the experience was like. And one of the things he said, he went through a phase where he was very irritable. Like, mm-hmm. just, you know, different phases, very irritable.
Yeah. Especially if you have been eating a lot of meat prior to
right.
starting this.
What's it like with you? What you find different?
I have no issues at all. Actually, I didn't eat a lot of meat anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe once a week.
So it wasn't that hard?
It wasn't that hard.
Okay.
For me.
That goes into another new segment, health, exercise, and nutrition. I'm big on that. We both big on that.
Yeah.
Man, let me drop this nugget right quick.
Yeah.
Finna start on Tuesdays and Thursdays on Facebook Live at 6 a.m. Gonna be doing abs, and more abs with your boy, Mr. You Better Live, YBL Fitness, coming to you. So, you know, go to my You Better Live page, subscribe, follow me.
They're gonna be making VHS tapes of you.
Yeah. So we're gonna be doing some abs on Tuesdays and Thursday mornings, man. That's gonna be my ab days. The other days I do calisthenics, full body calisthenics. Matter of fact, I can say this without taking credit for it, that I was inspirational to coach.
That's right.
Starting to work out. And a few other people. My wife, too. I'm inspirational to her, too. She wants to start by working out. So health, exercise, and nutrition. Let's discuss the importance of stretch. Man, this is stretching.
Yeah.
And ponder this Facebook question. Do you need a gym buddy to hold you accountable and or to motivate you. This is loaded, and it's going to take a few minutes.
Yeah.
I'm glad you gave this one to me because I got a lot to say
I
about this.
I figured you did.
Yes, I do. I have a lot to say about this. And I got a few bones to pick with
the
people.
Let's go.
Let's go. Go,
You like, yo, you the Brian Dawkins of podcast.
And the Wolverine, right? Yeah. Look, so the importance of stretching, we can stop right there. You stressed to me the importance of stretching. That's funny how stressed and stretching, pun intended, of stretching as well as exercising. Because one would think that when you're trying to get in shape and you're going on this health kick or this health adventure that you want to work out. The more you get in, the better. He was like, no, Rick, you got to take days off, let your body rest, and then stretch.
Right.
You've even told me that you, and correct me if I'm wrong, that you stretched upwards of 30 minutes. What's the longest you've stretched?
Oh, hour.
An hour.
An hour.
1 hour.
Or more.
Just stretching.
Yeah. Easy.
So that's how important stretching is.
Oh, absolutely.
So you
think of your muscles as, if you take your fingers and kind of clap, you know, interlock them.
Mm-hmm.
If you were to take them like that and just really pull, try and pull your hands apart from each other.
Right.
You would feel the pressure on your fingers and knuckles.
Right.
Well, that's your muscle fibers when you exercise.
Wow.
And the more you do that, the tighter the pull is.
Okay.
And so that's when you feel that tightness.
Right.
And so what happens when those fibers pull and get tight, they stay stuck that way.
Right.
You ever notice when you like get a good workout and you feel your muscles like almost like in a same position that you were in during exercising?
Right, right.
Because your muscles are still, fibers are still holding that position.
Wow.
So you have to stress them out afterwards in order to kind of give them a chance to heal. And when those muscle fibers are pulled apart, it kind of gives it's like a pulling sensation. So you want to heal your muscle.
Right.
So give it a chance to stretch it out and then it'll ease your muscle fibers back to its normal position.
Now that makes sense. So I gotta take a dig at Coach y'all. So I've been focusing lately on pull-ups and dips, especially not only pull-ups and dips, but weighted. I got a weighted vest, kind of elevating it, and it's working. I'm doing my pull-up reps through the roof without the weighted vest. And you yourself. So I was telling you that I said, man, I said, one day we was recording, I said, man, I feel like a rubber band.
Yeah.
He was like, hey, Negro, you need to stretch. And I cracked up laughing. Right. We both laughed about that.
Right.
So now then, Coach, probably like a couple days after that, his pull-up journey, he came, told me one day, I did 3 pull-ups. I did 4 pull-ups.
I'm on 6 now.
You're on 6 now.
Right.
So we come to record one morning, right? He's sitting down in the chair. He said, man, my body feel like a rubber band. I said, you need to stretch, Negro. But in other words, so he understood now. Yeah. So in the calisthenics, when you're doing pull-ups and dips, especially I'm doing push-ups too and weighted,
it hits your muscles hard.
Harder.
Yeah.
So I definitely need to stretch.
Yeah, you definitely need to stretch.
Yeah.
It's almost, if you want maximum effort out of your workout,
stretch.
You've got to stretch and give your body a chance to recover.
What's the average time you need to stretch before and after workout? Just average.
I mean, when I wake up, I start stretching in the shower.
Okay.
And before, as I go to start my workout, maybe 10 minutes before my workout, mm-hmm. Maybe 5 to 10 minutes right after your workout.
Okay.
If on your off day, though, you want to get like a good deep stretch.
Almost like a yoga session.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All stretching, right. Meditation. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So look, here's my part right here. Here's the question we got to ponder.
So I saw this one. Saw this on one of my Facebook friends.
Okay. I'm glad you saw this.
Yeah.
Because we're going to address this. Do you need a gym buddy to hold you accountable and or to motivate you? Here's my take. Self-discipline is the best discipline.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
If you develop that, then you hold yourself accountable. But if there's another outside source that's a motivating factor, then you're going to be dependent on that outside source. So if that person, where that person goes, you go.
Right.
So you're not in control of your whole journey.
Which kind
of
defeats the purpose.
It defeats the whole purpose. Mm-hmm. Self-discipline, which starts mentally. You tell yourself mentally, you got to do this.
Yep.
You have to do this. And you commit yourself mentally. Let me tell you something. If you lie to yourself, you'll lie to anybody.
Right.
So don't lie to yourself. Commit mentally. to yourself and say, I'm going to do this for me.
Right.
And then from there, that's 90% of the battle, because your body's going to follow what the computer says.
That's right.
So for me, developing mental discipline is better. So I wouldn't rely on a gym buddy. Matter of fact, I'm cool with the gym, but it's got its, you know, more downs than ups.
People want to take selfies.
Right. They go there for the wrong reason. Right. Ass out.
Right.
Come on.
Right.
Come on, bro.
Right.
Come on. You know what I'm saying?
Want to meet somebody.
Friend. Come on, chick. Don't go. Yeah. And then you get mad when somebody look at you. Well, you come in with your ass out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Come on. Time out.
You go there. If you want to go there to get you a good workout, that's what
you fine. Yeah. So, yeah. So,
I find sometimes that gym buddies can be a bit annoying.
They can.
Yeah.
And then your resumes might be different. Your resumes and
your resumes are different,
right?
Because everyone goes to the gym for a different reason.
That's it. So my take, that's my take. I'm probably biased because I'm self-disciplined,
right?
So my answer is probably a little bit biased,
right?
So I think you should rely on self-discipline.
I think you should rely on yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. No, nothing outside.
No, nobody outside. That way you get your own self motivated every day and you get crunk like that every day. That's the way you do it.
Uh-oh, we got a Yoda moment. I just saw this.
Yoda moment. Yoda.
All right. Yoda moment. We got to turn the music down for the Yoda moment, y'all. All right.
Here we go. All right. I saw this quote and I wrote it down. I thought it was interesting and I wanted you to see how you felt about it.
Okay.
Okay, it goes, no one has the power to change the past. Satan tries to trap us in the past so that we neglect the present, which is when God gives us his grace and when we can cooperate with him to fulfill his will.
Mm-hmm.
Question is, how do we as humans best deal with the present and leave the past in the past according to the scriptures?
According to the scriptures, there's a Bible verse in Philippians that says, whatsoever is pure, whatsoever is lovely, whatsoever is of good rapport, it says focus on those things presently, not on the things of the past. Mm. He even says that. He says, leaving those things behind, he said, I press forward.
Yeah.
Toward the mark, because there's still a mark.
Okay.
So to answer your question, the way we leave the past behind is that we focus on the mark forward. And that's what we do. Presently, we focus on the mark forward.
Right.
In the present time, there's something we got to do to go forward.
Go forward.
Yes.
Right.
And leaving the past behind. But let me note the past. You said that nobody can change the past, right?
Okay.
God says that I'll give you the years back that the locust and the cankerworm ate up. You know, locusts eat up stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They eat up.
Right.
So he compared the locust to loss. He said, okay. I'll give you those years back. I'll restore those years back to you. God says that. Just in reference to you saying nobody can
change
the
past. How will he do that, though? How would that work? I mean,
In this present time? I think God, when he says to them, I'll restore the years that the locust and the cankerworm ate up and the palmer worm, what he means by that is that the times of joy, the times of peace, the times that you lost that were good times, he'll give you those times back in the present time. There you go. Mm-hmm. New chapter. Yes.
Oh, wow.
But he'll restore that back to you. As if you never lost it. Yoda. Yeah. In the building.
Hey. That was good, man.
All right. Yes. That was a good. I like the. Could you read that statement again?
So the quote was, no one has the power to change the past.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what this was stating, the quote was from Jesus, actually.
Right.
Basically saying, not God, but no human being.
Right.
So don't worry about being tempted by anything.
Right.
Because no human has the power to change the past.
That's good.
Satan tries to trap us in the past so that we neglect the present.
Right.
Which is when God gives us his grace,
mm-hmm.
And when we can cooperate with mm-hmm. him to fulfill his will.
Right.
In the present.
Wow.
If we remain with God in the present. That's why I took it, that we can work with God to fulfill his will, which would carry us forward.
Absolutely.
To the future. Yeah.
You know, you said that Satan tries to trap us in the present, right? And let me tell you something. There's something, and I'm not, just one more, Revelation 12.
Talk, man.
It says that it calls Satan the accuser of the brethren. That means he's a finger pointer. So when you say he tries to keep us in the present, he continues to accuse us in the present of our mistakes. Yep. So we won't move forward. Right. A guilty man won't march.
Right.
He'll stay right there and deal with his guilt.
And that is the most difficult thing to overcome for, you know, just human nature. Guilt. Is dealing with guilt.
And shame.
And shame.
And so he traps us with that.
Yep.
And
that's what it was about. The whole story was about guilt and shame.
And I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Fear too.
Fear too, yes.
Fear,
yeah.
Guilt and shame, yeah. Keeps us trapped. So that yeah.
Keeps you,
yeah,
from moving.
Yo the moment, man. Yo the moment. That was the music on that one right there. Look at the music on Yo the Moment.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh, 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 ooh,
ooh, ooh. Woo! Well, we do it on and off the field. Y'all ain't ready for us, man. Let that's the first time I hit that, but we need an cover take. That's the Yoda moment music.
That's the Yoda. Slam it, baby.
That's the Yoda moment music. All right.
Rock and roll, baby. Rock and roll.
All right, travel through your eyes. All right, oh my goodness.
So we talked a lot, you know, we talked a lot about nice places.
Right.
So let's flip the script.
What do you want? What kind of hole you want to see it in?
A shithole. She had to take me to a place, and she was like, "Damn."
That reminds me of that episode of Martin when Martin took Gina to that island and Chilligan's Island. Remember Chilligan's Island? And that big rat came. He said, "Martin, there's a puppy in that room." So look, right? So let me think of a place that I went. It's a crap hole, dude. He said that. Wait a minute. Okay.
Hold on, man.
All right. Let me think of a place. Oh, my goodness.
Jesus.
All right. You could come over here.
All right.
Yeah. All right. I got it. I tell you what, I got it, dude. And this is crazy. We listen. Shout out to Bourbon Street, dude. I hadn't been to Bourbon Street in years. Right, the last time we went. Listen.
Ooh, you don't want to go during the daytime. Oh, listen. Night. When you're drunk, you don't care.
Well, you have to go inebriated,
right?
Because we went, and I actually felt. You know what? It felt like I had walked in a hippo's ass. A wet hippo's ass. It smelled like we had literally, we started smelling stuff, dude, coming out the sewage. I was like, that is god awful. It smelled like wet ass. Literally. I'm sorry, Bourbon Street.
You have to go at night.
You don't have to go at all.
When you're inebriated, if you're going to go to Bourbon Street.
You have to go with nose because it's horrible.
It stinks, piss,
it smells
throw
like
up.
A
actually, they don't let them piss on the street, but it smells like piss.
Oh,
though.
They piss.
You get arrested if you piss on the street. That's the
if
one thing.
If they catch
you. That's the one thing they
dude,
shun
come
upon.
Come on, what do you think we smelling?
Vomit.
Oh. That's, I'm sorry.
Cum.
Oh. I'm sorry. That's one of the worst places, really.
Yeah.
I hated to have to be Bourbon Street because we've gone and had a few good experiences. You know, man.
There's a lot of places in New Orleans that got some shitholes. Neighborhoods.
Wow.
I'm just.
What's one you've been to that just.
Gosh, man. The Desire. The Beat. The Cooper.
What is
Calio,
that?
Calio.
What's that? What are you naming?
The projects.
In New Orleans?
Yeah. So I used to serve the high schools, the class rings. So I used to have to go to these schools in these neighborhoods.
Okay.
In fact, when 9/11 hit, when the plane hit the tower, I was given a ring presentation at B.W. Cooper, which is where Master P and those guys come from.
So that's your answer?
I was going to say, I went to L.A. once to visit a friend, and I'll never forget, we were seeing, she was giving us a tour of the entire area, and so when we came down from Beverly Hills, we came to Skid Row.
Okay.
And I'd never seen anything.
Is that downtown LA?
Yes.
Okay.
It was like four or five rows deep of tents from the wall to, into the street. They were. It was so many, they were in the street.
Right.
And I'm talking for blocks. And it wasn't like one block.
Right.
This was blocks and blocks and blocks. Driving blocks and blocks. Wow. It was awful. I'd never seen anything like that before.
So how it's depicted on TV is really how it is?
Worse. Oh. It looked awful.
We were in downtown LA, but I don't know if we get... Did we go to Skid Row?
I went to Skid Row. But I know we did.
I'm not sure.
Hollywood Walk of Fame. Let me tell you something. And I'm so glad she mentioned that. The Hollywood Walk of Fame. Okay, now, from what I understand, there's a newer version now that they did another Hollywood Walk of Fame, an updated version somewhere. Because the one we went to, listen to me, dude.
It's in a bad neighborhood.
Human. Somebody took a crap on the Walk of Fame name, people.
Wow.
Human excrement.
Homeless people,
dude. So that
I can see it.
So that'll be one I have to mention. What you got?
New
segment. Relationships.
Relationships.
Wow.
Here's a statement. Before a man begins to date, he should have adequate time, energy, and money.
Okay. Before a man starts to date, he should have adequate time, energy, and money. Okay. I agree with that. I'm going to add this. Let me pick it back a little bit. Biblically, the Bible says before Eve ever came on the scene, Adam had all these. Before he put him to sleep and took Eve out, he had all these. So whoever said that is right. The time.
Energy and money.
And so let's take these.
I thought about it once.
One by one.
I had thought about it once because when you think about what it took. If you're having a extramarital affair or extra affair,
right,
in a situation,
right,
I was thinking of it along those lines. So if you're having an affair, it takes your time, energy,
okay, yes,
money.
It does,
and that's even and if you're dating one on one,
it's same way. Same thing. Crazy,
yeah. But when I first thought about it.
But if you're having an affair, you don't have no time, no energy, no money.
But what you don't realize is that it's being drained out of you, your time, energy, and money.
We're saying the same thing.
If you're with the wrong person, it's taking your time, energy, and money out of you.
No, when you say the wrong person, the
if you're with the wrong,
the knockoff
or
the wife.
If you're in a relationship with anyone who is wrong for you, they're going to drain your time, energy, and money.
Boy, you saying something.
It's those three things you really can't get around that you will lose out. I had talked about this when we talked about, I remember playing chess and finding out a different way how to play chess. You apply it to life. Like when you play chess, the rule is it's really not good to take. To take is a mistake.
Right. I heard you say that before.
To take is a mistake.
Okay.
You don't want to take. Why? Because it puts you out of position. So when you involve in a relationship and it's not right, it takes you out of position where you are.
Right.
But you don't realize it's taking your time, energy, and money.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
You look back.
That's good. That's a good segment. I'm gonna put an asterisk by this.
You ever been to like a ladies' club?
Okay,
in your former life.
When you say ladies' club, strip club.
Yeah, in your former life.
Yeah, absolutely.
What does it take?
Not my former.
What does it take? What does it take from you?
I did that in my present life.
We did it while we were married.
We did that when we was married.
Say former life.
Yeah, in New Orleans.
What does it? What does it take from you?
And Virginia.
What does it take from you?
Time, energy, and money. It does. That's a good statement.
It's something to think about.
That's a really good statement. I put an asterisk by that. We might need to. That's going to be a whole other. Yeah, we got to spend the block on that.
All right.
New segment. Tech. Effect of social media to feel the need to respond and our website launch. So listen, let's take the first one.
You take the first one.
I was telling you the other day that I had the idea basically to this, and I'm guessing that's why you put it there.
Yes.
Facebook has given people a false sense of privilege to be offended at anything.
Correct.
So people now have been tapped on the shoulder by society and say, hey, you know, you can be offended by that.
Right.
And they'll have to pay you some attention. You know that, right? So the people, they was like, oh, really? So I could be offended by that? Oh, so they go on social media, I'm offended, I'm offended, I'm offended, I'm offended. Society didn't tell them, hey, you know, to keep your stress level down, you can always take your index finger and scroll right. and scroll past it.
Right.
And for the record, y'all, it's scroll, S-C-R-O-L-L. It's not stroll. Stop saying stroll, S-T-R-O. That's when you're walking. It's when you're walking with your 2 feet. It ain't when you doing on Facebook. Stop saying I'm strolling past them posts. You ain't strolling past right. nothing. Stop it.
Right.
You scroll. S-C-R-O-L-L. Stop. That's where we draw the line. I don't like
that. But they feel like they got to comment on it.
They got to feel like yeah. it. They feel like so it's they've legitimized belly aching.
Yes.
That's what they've yeah. done. Yeah. Face, that's the effect I think social media. What do you think?
I agree. It makes people feel like they have a right to say whatever they want to say.
I got something else to say too.
And because they have a feeling of, oh, this moves me, I have to make a comment. And somebody else makes a comment. Oh, I'm gonna make a comment on your comment.
Right. Let me say this.
So now but then you take a lot of people who have had issues, I'll say, in regular life.
Mm-hmm.
You get on the computer,
mm-hmm.
and now you have a super life.
You got an audience.
You got an audience. You can say what you want.
Crap.
And that, oh, I got a comment? I got a like? Oh, my God. I'm going to, and it builds and builds. And so now you created a monster.
You segued into my next comment,
yeah.
which I said this before to my wife. I've talked this in church before, in and out the church. Attention is the worst drug in the world.
It's what men die for and babies cry for.
Talk heavy, coach.
It's what men die for and babies cry for.
It's the worst drug in the world.
Yeah.
Because when you're seeking attention, your teeth don't rot. So there's no wear and effects. You can't see it when you look in the mirror.
Right.
Your teeth right. don't rot. You don't lose weight. Because as long as you're getting that attention. It's the worst drug in the world.
Yeah.
And everybody, and that's the foundation of everything you just said. It's yeah. because they're attention seeking. Do you know why the devil got kicked out of heaven, dude?
Why?
He wasn't getting attention. He wanted attention. He said it in Isaiah chapter 14. He said, I want my throne above God's. They're not looking at me enough. That's why he got kicked out. Because they wasn't paying him enough attention. He was over the music in department. He was over the music. So what would happen to us,
please.
What he would do, he would worship God singing. He could sing. Very, very beautifully sing. Mm-hmm. Other angels could sing too. But the people would worship, he would take the people's worship and send it to God. Worship, the synonym for worship is attention. That's what it's a synonym.
Right, right, right.
So the people's attention was on God, worshiping God. Hallelujah, God is holy. He's awesome. God is mine. Nobody's beside God. Well, Satan, Lucifer, who was in between that, who got in between that, he started saying, wow, he getting all this attention, and I'm not getting none. He said, so what I'm going to do is, the Bible said pride rose up in his heart, and he said, I'm going to take my throne, which he had a throne, which if he had a throne, he was a king too. Don't let nobody tell you different. Lucifer was a king.
Right, right.
So nobody got a throne, their king. So he said, I'm going to take my throne and lift it above the Most High, above the stars of God, mm-hmm. and the angels. He said, I'm going to lift it above the clouds. So if I'm going to lift my throne above the clouds, where am I presently? I'm beneath the clouds, right?
Right, right.
So he wasn't getting enough attention. So attention is the worst drug in the world. So it's from Satan. That's the extra Yoda
moment. I can believe it. Yoda, next week, we're going to be on our website.
Yep.
So you can listen to all our stuff on our website. See our pictures.
Shout out.
And we're going to make it, we're going to breathe some life into it, man. We're going to breathe some life into it.
Shout out to the engineer.
Geisha.
Geisha. Shout out to the engineer Geisha. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Shout out to her. Look, that was I thought that was just a good, man, that was good. I may need to highlight that one too, bro. Some of this stuff we're going to spin the block on, for real. We don't need a guest on here.
Spin the block.
All right, so look. Final
Drive Sports Jeopardy.
Here we go. You ready for it?
Let's go. Let's do it.
Watch this.
We already been doing it.
We already been doing it, right? What if Bill Walton invited you to Woodstock? I would go
with him. Rest in peace, Bill Walton.
Rest in peace, Bill Walton. But first of all, let me say this.
You would probably have the best time ever.
With Bill Walton.
Doing anything.
With Bill Walton.
With Bill Walton.
Let me go ahead and say that. I don't care what it is. Especially Woodstock.
Right.
And let me say this along the line of Woodstock. If anybody invited me to Woodstock, I would go to Woodstock. So let me say this before we move on, though. Who would you want to be with Woodstock? With?
At Woodstock?
Yeah, who would you want to be at Woodstock with? If you could be there with one person, like a celebrity. Oh, cool.
Willie Nelson.
Willie Nelson.
If you had one Snoop.
Snoop. I would want that to be with Snoop.
Snoop.
Willie Nelson. Tupac. It's a lot of people I would want to be at.
Jimi Hendrix. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh. That'd be fire.
That would be fire.
Let me just pause for a second. Who would you want to be at Woodstock with? Just a second. This is worth it. This is worth it.
Celebrity wise?
Anybody though.
Oh, anybody?
We could be at Woodstock together. Oh, I want, you know, that just to be at Woodstock would be lit.
Right.
Let's just say that.
Right.
We're gonna leave it at that. All right.
So what if the 1970s sitcom Three's Company was remade into a 2024 version? Describe the current society norms which will show up on the show. Describe the characters.
All right, so Three's Company, you had Jack Tripper.
So what would he be? Would he play like he was gay?
I was gonna say that.
He wouldn't be gay. He wouldn't be gay.
No, because
he's
living with two.
He would be
hot female,
he would
a be blonde and a brunette.
I think they would be in a poly relationship.
I think so too.
I think they'd be in a poly.
I think they would agree the fact that, hey, it's no hoes bar with us three. Right. This three.
Right.
And I think it would be exclusive.
Right.
I don't think it would go beyond the apartments for, you know what I mean?
No. I do think Chrissy would be in the professional business though. Mm-hmm. Like maybe like a porn star or something like that.
I agree.
I could see that.
You know what
I
else?
I see Mr. Furley being a
I was
dirty old
bring
man.
Up Mr. Furley.
Being like a dirty old man.
Right. Knowing that they were doing it and trying to get in on it,
peeping
in
the window.
But they're not letting him in.
Larry is gay. He bisexual. Larry's bisexual. He'd be bi.
Wow. Wow. Hey, did they ever shoot a lot of those any of those episodes outside that apartment?
The Regal Beagle.
Was the Regal Beagle. Yep, at the Regal Beagle.
The Regal Beagle.
Whenever they went there.
Right.
Okay, that was good. Yeah. Wow. Man, that was a good. So that was good. So, all right, red flags. Here we go. What? Oh, man, bro. You got. You got to warn me. Red flags. All right. What? This is not me, y'all. This is my. What if Michael Jackson showed up to babysit your 10-year-old son? I got my answer. I tell him to beat it. Cause they look off the wall.
Off the wall.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
That would be a red flag.
That
if you
would
show
be
up.
A red, flag, dude. What did Cat Williams say his son would say? Mr. Jackson. I I'm a buyer, Mr. Jackson. All right, go ahead.
New segment, playing some games.
All right.
We're going to play a game of pig.
Pig?
Pig. So you get a letter every time you get it wrong.
Oh, man.
What's the cap? We got to ask capitals.
I'm finna get a haul quick, bro. Go ahead.
Capitals. U.S. Capitals.
You already got me. I'm done.
What's the capital of Alabama?
Selma.
What?
I mean, oh, my Montgomery. God. I mean, Montgomery.
Oh, you get... No, 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 no,
I mean,
no.
Montgomery.
That's a P.
Montgomery.
Lord have mercy.
Montgomery.
This is... Lord have mercy.
Montgomery.
Did she just say Selma?
The movie Selma got me for a second. I felt righteous. I saw the bridge. I saw the bridge.
You were holding on.
Yeah, I saw the bridge. Going across the bridge.
The sheriff was coming.
I said, Selma, Montgomery. We need to change the capital. We marched to Selma.
You done have civil rights flashbacks.
Montgomery, bro.
Oh, my God.
All right. Do I get a P?
You get a P. Now
why?
I said
Montgomery.
You said Selma first, so you asked me one.
I told you why. I had a flashback.
That's a P.
All right, come on.
So you asked me one.
All right. What is the capital of... See, you know all this. Hold on. The capital... I ain't going to even ask you that because you know. What's the capital of...
Pick a state.
I'm finna pick a state, man. Hold on. What's the capital of Texas?
Austin.
Austin?
Austin.
And you're right, probably. Go ahead.
Yeah, Austin. Capital of Florida.
Capital of Florida. Hold on. Let me go through.
Damn, man.
I'm telling you, bro, you got me. I wasn't ready for this. The capital of Florida.
Okay.
Hell, I don't know.
That's I.
What is the capital?
Tallahassee.
Damn.
All right, you asked me.
All right, what's the capital of Virginia?
Richmond.
Damn. Go ahead.
All right. Capital of North Carolina.
Damn. Charlotte. What's the capital?
Raleigh.
Raleigh? Okay.
Pig.
Yeah, I got a pig. All right. I don't like that segment. Hey, I don't like the pig the playing game. We got to do a different one.
And if you do it, and if we do the
subject, we got to do the subject different.
You choose
next time. I don't
mind
it, but let's do like the subject different.
You choose next time.
Because see, you done did all this traveling.
You choose next time.
All right, I'm going to choose the subject.
You choose the subject. No
next
problem.
Time. All right, so next time we do pig, I choose.
You choose
what
the subject.
And he going to get a damn pig.
I'm going to get the
series and movie. All right, you go to an old drive-in theater, right, with two screens. The screen on the left is showing Friday, and the screen on the right is showing Car Wash. Which way you going to park, left for Friday or right for Car Wash? I can tell you right now, I'm really going to go Friday.
You going Friday?
Yes, I'm going to go Friday. Even though it's a tough choice.
That's a tough choice.
Car Wash is classic.
Classic. You can't
park in the middle. You can't park in the middle?
No, you got to make a choice.
Put a speaker in each window.
No, you got to make a choice.
All right, listen.
Middle speaker.
No, you got to make a choice.
Who you going with?
I'm going Car Wash.
I kind of figured that.
I'm going to watch that classic.
But I'm older than you, though. Like, you would think that I would go toward Car Wash and you would go toward Friday.
But, you know, my aunt lived with me. So, I have, you know, you think differently.
I'm not mad at Car Wash.
I'm not mad, and I'm not mad at Friday.
You can't
either.
Be, dude. That's a hard choice.
Both classics.
All right. Uh-oh. Here go Tongue Twister.
Tongue Twister.
Goal is to say it twice without error. Tongue Twister time.
Okay.
You go first.
Okay. All right.
So we say each line six times?
You start from one to
five.
Oh,
my goodness, bro. Come on.
Okay. Six check cricket critics. Green glass globes glow greenly. A proper
I got to get you every chance I get. You won me out on them capitals,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, give me.
All right. Six Czech cricket critics. Green glass globes glow greenly. A proper copper coffee pot. She sees cheese. Six sticky skeletons.
Ooh. And do it again.
Six Czech cricket critics. Green glass globes glow greenly. A proper copper coffee pot. She sees cheese. Six sticky skeletons.
Booyah!
Six Czech critics, critics. Green glass globes glow greenly. A proper cup, cup, top, pop, top,
top, top, top, booyah! Top, top, top,
yeah.
Yeah.
So I want to tongue twister this time.
You won it.
He done won the last two. You won the last two. Tongue twisters. I ain't been winning them.
Man, you keep my ass.
I'm secretly keeping, I did. I beat your ass, coach. It's because you beat my ass in pool. You brought that up. Yeah. The last two tongue twisters, you've been wearing me out. Got bro. Yeah, he got me on that child. I ain't gonna lie. I took an L bad.
Okay, athlete versus athlete. Kyrie Irving versus Isaiah Thomas. Your team needs a point guard. Who do you trade for? Kyrie Irving or Isaiah Thomas?
I'm gonna have to trade for God. God, that's tough. Cause let me say this before I answer. Mm-hmm. Both of these athletes can play full court and half court. But which one do you think?
I think Isaiah Thomas has that killer championship mentality a little bit more than Kyrie. Kyrie is as skilled as anybody I've ever seen.
Right.
But
he's not proven.
Isaiah never did that, what Kyrie did in the finals.
Okay.
If Isaiah lost, it was because the other players around Isaiah didn't play.
So I go with Isaiah Thomas. I was really torn between the two, to be honest. But if you look at Kyrie, he's really active, but not as effective. Yeah. Very, very active.
I mean, he's
got skills.
Skill set
right.
out of the roof.
Right. Plus Isaiah
off
Thomas.
The charts.
How many teams Kyrie been with? Not that it's
a few.
Yeah. So Isaiah.
Detroit.
That's it. So, yeah, Isaiah Thomas. I got to rock with Isaiah on that one. I'll trade for Isaiah on that one. And I won't second guess that one. Golf, which I'm not like a big golf fan.
Right.
But, I mean, I rock with it. What if you could select any three people deceased to play a round of golf with, your fantasy foursome? Okay. Any three people.
Any three people.
Deceased, though.
Deceased.
Bernie Mac. Because he's going to have me cracking up out there. Plus, he used to play golf. Uh-huh. Bernie Mac. You're going to trip out when I say this. Malcolm X. And deceased. Oh. Wait a minute, I got him in mind. Don't do me like this. Bernie Mac, Malcolm X, and he played Black Panther. T'Challa.
Chadwick Boseman.
I would play golf with him.
Okay.
Yes. Who you got?
I would do Martin Luther King.
Oh!
I would do Martin Luther
King. You awful for stealing that.
I would do my daughter. I would put her in there. We would be on there. Yeah, playing. What was the other one? I forgot the other one.
Wow, coach.
Maybe
if you don't name nobody else, you good.
Maybe Richard. Maybe like Richard Pryor.
You're stealing my good ones, dude.
Richard Pryor, some comedy.
And if I could do it over again, I'd play with Mary too.
Oh, you would play?
I replaced.
You know what was?
I replaced Bernie Mac with
what
Mary.
What was crazy, man, is the first time we noticed when we go in hindsight, when we noticed that she got sick, is we were doing golf lessons. Wow. Spring Hill.
Okay.
Spring Hill.
Okay.
Spring Hill Golf Course.
Okay.
Spring Hill Golf Course.
Wow.
So we never got to finish. So that's why I say I'll play. Yeah.
Shout out to Mary.
No doubt.
Sound fair question, right?
The good one.
Matter of fact, pause for a second. He gonna be on my show after this, y'all. He gonna be
I'm gonna get deep with you.
You Better Live podcast. He's coming up next. We probably gonna
I'm gonna get deep with you.
Yeah, we're gonna get heavy on that. So yeah, we're gonna say that. Yeah. Seinfeld question.
So when I like this show. I love Seinfeld. I don't know why I watch it too.
I've never really been a big Seinfeld
fan. I watch it too much. It's like background music to me, I guess, you know. But anyway, they had a question.
You said
once.
Seinfeld is like background music?
When you can listen to the jokes and not have to watch it.
Oh, you can be washing dishes instead.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
That's crazy how you described that.
So one of the questions, they ask off the wall questions. So this is why I said Seinfeld question. Do you think Superman had super humor powers also? Could he win a Def Jam if he was on Def Jam?
So when you say, okay.
Superman. Do you think he had humor too? I don't think so. No?
No. I don't think Kal-El didn't teach him that. Kal-El was military.
Well, the argument is he's got all the other powers. Why wouldn't he have super humor?
Because he able to leap tall buildings with a single bound. He can't rock a crowd.
Nah.
He a fiend. Yeah. All right. Oh, my goodness.
We're going to get raw.
Sex. First time. I go first. You laughing. I lost.
Wait a minute.
Are you ready?
You can't shock me no more, man.
Okay.
You ready? We don't want to go into.
I'm not going to go into detail.
No detail. You know, if there was.
I was 16 years old when I lost my virginity.
Okay.
At a basketball game in the backseat of a white and burgundy Cutlass Supreme. With an ugly girl.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I was younger than that and on a playground, on a park bench.
Okay.
The bench was in the woods, though, you know, so it wasn't like we was out in the open. It was in the woods.
But mine was with an ugly girl.
I hope she
didn't listen. I ain't gonna say nothing.
The names have been protected.
Yeah.
New segment.
Marcus. Uh-huh. This is Marcus. Marcus walked around with a blue bag of cassettes.
Okay.
And in this cassette, all these cassettes had classic, you know, Motown, you know, old school Memphis. You know, it was just really good music.
Right.
He called it the blue bag. Well, he lost it. and all those tapes disappeared.
Cassettes.
So there was this one tape in there that was really interesting. It was called Hear My Dear. Have you ever heard of the album?
Never heard of
it. By Marvin Gaye.
Hear My Dear? It's a whole album.
Yes, by Marvin Gaye.
That's it. Called Hear My Dear. I'm going to Google it, put it up.
So, you know, he was married to Barry Gordy's daughter.
Okay.
I forgot her name. Gosh, what was Barry Gordy's daughter's name?
We sure forgetting a lot.
I know. But anyway, they were married and they got divorced.
Uh-huh.
And in the divorce, part of the settlement was coming out of his next album.
Okay.
So he made this album called.
That's it. Hear My Dear.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
So he made this album dedicating it to the ex.
Right.
Hear My Dear.
Oh.
Yeah. And he, all throughout the album, you need to check it out.
I'm going to listen to that.
Yeah.
That's fire. Wow. Okay, then. Hear My Dear. Oh, psycho girl story.
Every guy has
a psycho girl
story. You got one?
Yeah. Yeah. I was in Keflavik, Iceland. And this girl named D. Used to come to my dorm room when I was with. This is before we even got married. She come to the door. Rick in there. Yeah, what you need with him? Tell him to come to the door. Just make a long story short. She was from Philadelphia. I remember that. And we went to Keflavik, Iceland.
Right.
Over there, it's on an island. So it ain't hard to, you know, link up. You know, the marriages over there were, because it was secluded. Mm-hmm. So anyway, she was from Philadelphia, had this, you know how some people had that, what you call it? Obsession. Mm-hmm. That's what it was.
Wow.
Yeah.
Chasing you around?
Not chasing. Like, well, it wasn't even just her. It was another one. Danielle, too. Not Jennifer. It was a chick named Jennifer. I remember we was dancing. I was dancing with her one time.
Yeah.
In the club, I ran back. You know, we wilding, dancing. Chick leaned over, stuck her tongue clean down my throat. You remember that? Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. So I had two. So one is D from Philadelphia. She, Yogi too, three.
No names.
Okay, this is nicknames. Okay. Yogi.
Yeah, okay.
Yogi. Yeah, and D, she don't know D. That's her name.
Yeah, okay.
So yeah, just Eesh. Knocking on the door.
Wow.
Yeah, so yeah. You got one?
I was a freshman, and this was my first time with a white girl.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Whoa.
It was my first one.
And
she lived in a dorm like two floors above me.
Okay.
So I go in her dorm room one night, and no one's in there, but the light, like that, like the light behind you right there, mm-hmm. is shining. That light was shining over her desk.
Mm-hmm.
My graduation picture was on the desk.
Oh.
The picture was signed. I didn't sign it.
I'm waiting to say that.
She signed it.
Huh?
Like it was signed to her.
She signed your name?
Yeah, so I'm looking at the picture.
And you know you ain't signed.
I'm like, yo, what the fuck is that? She come in the room, spooked the shit out of me. So now I'm like, yo, what is this? Hi, LB.
Oh.
That was my nickname, LB.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So I'm looking at I'm looking around the room. My letter jacket is hanging in her closet.
Oh.
Then I look, my 76ers starter jacket with the Moses Malone and Dr. J button on it is hanging on the hook.
Oh, you talking about something out of a movie, bro. This a movie.
No, I ain't making it up, bro.
No. I'm telling you, this sound like a movie. That's what I'm telling you. I ain't telling you lying. I know you're telling you. That sound like something out of a movie. The Letterman jacket and all that.
So I grab the shit. We leave. I leave. Well, it gets even deeper. So we have a flood in our dorm. So we had to move to a different dorm.
Okay.
So now my dorm is an RA apartment.
Okay.
So like when you walk in, I got a living room. I got a bath, like a regular bathroom, private bathroom with a tub, shower, and a back bedroom.
Right.
Like an apartment.
Right.
I tore my knee. So I had just had surgery. I was sitting in a chair with the knee wrap, you know, brace. I couldn't move.
Right. Oh, man.
Knock on the door.
Sound like a movie.
We're having a party right down the door. Knock on the door. Mm-hmm. It's her.
Yeah. Misery.
So she come in the door. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh shit.
Yeah, Misery. Remember Misery? His leg was broke. She broke his leg. Yeah.
I remember that. Yeah, I remember
that. I'm telling you, Misery.
She came in the room.
Uh-huh. Misery.
She was like, she saw the jet. I had put all these jet beauties of the week on the wall. You know, I was homesick. You know what I mean? So
she don't tell me she tore him down.
She tore him down.
Oh yeah, Misery. That's a movie, bro.
She tore him
down. You need to go and write that.
Then she went, now this is where it got creepy. She went and got this.
It?
No, she went and got my my roommate had a.
Come on, bro.
She went and got a mask. She went and got a mask.
Uh-huh.
And she was taking her tongue through the mask. And she was saying, oh, who LB? I'm gonna get you. I'm not so serious, yo. I'm so dead serious. So my roommate comes in. He sees this and he knows I'm, you know, he's like, oh, my bad, you know. I'm like, no, yo, that's, yo, he lifted her up, took her out the room, locked, had to push her out there to call the police on her.
Oh, no.
Yeah, man.
So just from just one, being with her one time?
Man,
or more than one time?
9 millimeter, boy. And now I'm going to knock you out.
Oh my goodness. Poor girl.
Poor girl.
Poor girl. Bless her heart. Listen. Boy, you these last two is crazy. What if you had diarrhea and you are called to fill in on the Soul Train line? Do you go or pass on the opportunity? That's crazy. So if you got a chance to be on Soul Train, and not
you
only
dance
on Soul
for
Train,
an hour,
but you go in the line.
You got
to go
on the line. Soul Train line, that's when you on your own.
Right, that's when you're going down the middle.
So you can't like just...
You can't slide out.
You can't slide out.
And you got diarrhea. How you gonna come down?
I'm passing, man. That's just too much pressure for me. Just make it easy.
He said that's just too much pressure.
Gonna have some fun, put some music in my bathroom, and do what I got to do.
Oh my God! I think you know what? I think I'm gonna pass too, cause you know now I want to be on that.
You would be uncomfortable.
But you can't boogie like you want to.
No, not on
with
Soul Train.
Butt cheeks
not with
tight.
Your butt cheeks.
Yeah, you know you ever walk? You know you walk militant when you got to use it, and you know you be straight up, Jack. You walk like a penguin. Okay. Hey, so and I ain't got no diarrhea jokes.
You got any diarrhea jokes?
You must have one. That's why you put it on there. Come on with it, bro. I know you got one, bro. Come on.
It was more like a saying.
I knew it.
Not that a joke. I was walking down the hall and I heard something fall. Diarrhea. Diarrhea. I was walking by a gutter and it looked like peanut butter. Diarrhea. Diarrhea.
Okay.
Episode 9.
It's been your boy, On and Off the Field Podcasting with a Purpose. It's your On the Field coach.
Rest assured, this is your boy, Coach Boston, a.k.a. Steeler Nation, a.k.a. Maine Black Bear, a.k.a. Icy Lion.
The 9 millimeter.
9 millimeter.
Your Off the Field coach. Mr. You Better Live, a.k.a. Coach Weback. A.K.A. Mr. Football Know-It-All. A.K.A. Painless. I'm taking my spot, too. Episode 9.
What else?
It's been fun, Coach.
Yes, sir.
We out.
Peace.